Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
We are joined by the Erie County Clerk, Mickey Kearns, this segment. Mickey, happy Tuesday. Welcome to the show.
Happy Tuesday, Joe. Hope all is well.
It is now because we perfected the open. So I think that is the best way to kick things off. I didn't want to start off with that with the old open. So I'm glad we perfected it.
No, that's good, Joe. Hey, if you see an error, you correct it. That's always a good thing.
Exactly. And you know, I'm able to just say, hey, that was on me. Now, Mickey, before we get to the story, I do have to give a compliment. Last week, my license was about to expired on my birthday, and I made an appointment to the downtown DMV. I was in and out in less than 15 minutes. So I'm telling you, the appointment, it worked out beautifully. They took my picture. I was out of there.
Yeah, Joe, once again, we can't emphasize enough that if you're looking to do a transaction, if you go to erie.gov/clerk or call 858-8864, if you can make an appointment, we still have people who are converting, even though the enforcement date of May 7th has passed, to the real ID. And once again, make an appointment. I know that is a longer transaction, a more complicated transaction for the federal ID. But once again, I'm glad to hear that the appointment is so important. And I'll also being prepared, you know, having the proper documentation is always important. Going to our website at erie.gov/clerk. We even have a help desk that you could ask questions prior to coming in. So we're trying to accommodate people. We know their time is important, but I'm so happy and glad that you had a really good experience. We've got, I believe, the best staff in New York State. We've got some really good people working for us.
Now, speaking of documentation, you were sent a letter last Friday. Tell us what exactly is going down at the Rath Building.
So, Joe, I was a little confused. On Friday, I received a letter from Commissioner Geary. He's a great guy, a veteran, someone I have a great amount of respect for. And basically, our office and pretty much all of the county offices are in greater need of space. So I was in receipt of a letter regarding office space for the Buffalo News. I was a little confused, but I did find it a little concerning and a little somewhat unprofessional that neither myself or my office was notified in advance. They're asking the Erie County Clerk's Office to relinquish space that we have occupied and relied on, I believe, prior to even me becoming clerk for over 15 years. I talked to some of the staff. They've always used a room. And it just, to me, what's concerning about this letter is the Department of Public Works literally put me on notice saying that I have 10 business days from the date of this letter that we have to remove all of our storage, all of our supplies, all of our confidential papers so the Buffalo News can transition into this space. It's just, I'm bewildered, and I actually dropped the letter back off to the commissioner, and I just don't know what's going on, Joe, but we need that space because that supply room is immediately adjacent to our staff conference room where we conduct private and confidential meetings with staff, outside agencies, and administrative personnel. Additionally, Joe, our office collaborates with the Erie County District Attorney's Office, and they are currently utilizing that space right now for confidential training classes in order to meet their space needs. I know that the district attorney has been working for a number of months on trying to get additional space with the additional employees that they have because of the new laws in New York State. So I'm shocked. I just don't know what to say that we are literally, as the Erie County Clerk, as an independently elected official, the county executive, I believe it is the county executive, is trying to evict me from a closet. It's just unbelievable. It's unconscionable that they're trying to provide space for the Buffalo News or any other media outlet without at least contacting me and referring to proper space that we believe that there are several other options that would be more appropriate than the space that they're occupying and that they're trying to occupy right now.
So they didn't ask you before. You got this letter saying, hey, we're kicking you out. We're putting the Buffalo News in. My question is, why does the Buffalo News need an office at the county facility anyway? I mean, does any other media sustain an office there?
We don't, you know, we try to accommodate the media when we can. And of course, you know, I know the Buffalo News has a long time affiliation with covering government business, Erie County business, and we understand that. But there are other alternatives for them, and there are several options. You know, we even said the legislature, the Erie County legislature, would be a good option for them. It's most suitable for them. You know, the chambers of the Erie County legislature, they have a dedicated desk there. They have Wi-Fi. But, Joe, what's concerning is it's a repeated message of no one came to ask and said, hey, we're thinking about doing this. I guess they were removed from the court system, from their space. No one called and asked. It was a top-down, letter. And when I read the letter, it says, should you have any questions or concerns or require assistance, please feel free to contact the undersigned. So to me, this was a letter written by someone else. I don't believe it was written by the commissioner. I can't believe that taxpayers, an office that's of need, that space, and I know I talked to the district attorney on Saturday, they need additional space because of the new laws dealing with evidence and their training. We have a partnership, and this is something that we have been talking about for over 9 months with the district attorney. We get along great with the district attorney. They have space needs. As you know, I try to do more mobile events. We're out in the community. We have clerk on the go. We try to be mobile. We try to provide as best experience as we can, as you stated at the start of the show. But this is where our technology is. And that room is adjacent to where we have some of our most confidential discussions regarding the clerk's office. And it looks as though the county executive wants to put the Buffalo News in an office right next to our office. It's once again, we don't have an issue with the Buffalo News being here. We work with everyone. However, you know, I just think it's inappropriate for them to be in that specific space. And I think there are different options for them above and beyond the room immediate to our conference room. And it's just we have confidential files, papers, outreach materials. And once again, we've already entered into an agreement with the district attorney where they are going to be there for the next 5 to 6 weeks. And long term, we want to work with them on further, utilization of space, working together. But to me, I just find this somewhat unprofessional that no one reached out to the office and said, look, this is what we're thinking of. Do you have an alternative or is there something else we can work on together?
Why do you think they're targeting you, Mickey? Why of all the elected officials, all the offices, are they coming after you?
Well, Joe, you know I'm the most independent elected official. This is a ministerial office. The county executive has run numerous people against me. Every time a person runs against me, they get a job in the administration. That is not conjecture. That is a fact. I can go on the list of the people that ran against me who get big plum jobs for doing their duty of running a person. Now, I'm not against people running against people. If people want to run for office, they have that right. We live in America. However, they want this office. They do not like that I'm independent, that I'm not beholden to them. And Joe, I mean, this goes back to, we said this of them. I talked about this. I was very frustrated that, you know, they gave, you know, the DISS, which is the computer agency, and I'm having discussions on this. They gave confidential information to the county's attorney's office, my files, the files, confidential files of the public, without notifying me. Once again, they're trying to do that again. And to me, why are they trying to give this space at no fee to the Buffalo News? And to me, we do have people working and, you know, outside independent title companies, but they have a contract with us, and that contract is approved by the administration, and we have an agreement of where they're at and what services they are, and they pay for that. This isn't a quid pro quo. This isn't something that they get for free. This is something that they have to pay for. And to me, I just find this troubling that county government is trying to put a private entity before county taxpayers. We need that space. As inconsequential as it may seem, a supply office, we need room for our supplies. We are a big operation. As you know, we have over six permanent DMVs. We have many different transactions, over a half million transactions a year. We try to push online services. However, we do use paper, and we do need a place to store our supplies, Joe. I mean, we have over 160 employees. That's a lot of employees. That's a lot of supplies.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, Mickey, I got to say, I mean, this relationship with the Buffalo News and the county, it's a little disturbing to me. I mean, we have construction going on here at the studio. I'd love to have an office at the Rath Building to do the show for the next few months while they finish up construction here. Do you think they would they would allow that?
I don't know, Joe. I guess you'd have to figure out. I mean, look, at one of the things, I did write a letter back to the commissioner. And once again, I respect him greatly. I don't believe this is, you know, something that has come and originated from him. I believe it's coming from a higher level. And one of the things I say in the letter back to the commissioner is I want to emphasize that I'm not opposed, and I say this, to providing space for the Buffalo News or any other media outlets. I believe that any other media outlet should have access. And, you know, if you want to come here and have that access – Like I said, we have a closing room that has Wi-Fi. There are other opportunities that you can obviously utilize space. I mentioned the title rooms, but I don't know, Joe. I mean, I don't understand why all the media doesn't have the same access as the Buffalo News. I think all the media is important, and they should be treated fairly. And once again, you know, to be evicted, I mean, it's an eviction notice. I mean, literally the letter says, I mean, it wasn't even, they didn't even say please, Joe. And my mother always taught me to be nice and to say please, right? They didn't even say please. Basically, they say, we have determined that the Buffalo News office will be moved to the room. They didn't ask me. Will be roomed adjacent to the conference room currently used by your office for storage. Enclosed, please find the highlighted area. And they gave us a little floor plan. And then they say, and they do use the word kindly, but it's not so kind. Please have the materials stored within this room and cleared within 10 business days. Yes, sir. I'll do that right away, sir. Yes, sir. Right away, sir. I'm working on that as we speak, as we're trying to get people their real ID, as we're trying to do the job of the taxpayers. I'll get that stuff moved right away. I mean, this is embarrassing, it's childish, and it's a little unprofessional. And I would expect that we'd have a county executive that would care a little bit more about taking care of the day-to-day business instead of worrying about where the Buffalo News has an office. And they shouldn't have an office adjacent to such an important room that we utilize as almost our heart center of our office. To me, once again, I'm not against talking to the media. You know, I'm always on your show. I meet with the Buffalo News. In many instances, I can't even get the Buffalo News to come and talk to me. It's usually done on the phone anyhow. So as long as they're Wi-Fi and it's an appropriate confidential setting, I think we can work through this. But once again, Joe, this is just a pattern over and over again of an overreach of the county executive.
It sure is. And I mean, I am still just flabbergasted that the Buffalo News gets county offices that I mean, I believe that we're probably talking to more people now, Mickey, than have picked up a paper in the last 2 years. To me, it's just it's a waste of county resources. And to demand you of all elected officials, you give up space. I hope you win the appeal, Mickey, because to me, the fact that they are in the building full time bothers me. But the fact that they didn't even have a discussion with you, they gave you a letter on a Friday and said, hey, 10 days from now, get this out of here. To me, that's just no way to run the county.
Well, I just want to know how this originates. I mean, you know, like, how does this happen to where, you know, the Buffalo News gets this priority service where they can reach out, you know, to the county executive's office? Someone makes a phone call and they send over staff I just found out today, two gentlemen came over from the Department of Public Works. They asked to look at that space. We had obviously the young lady who talked to them had no problem. They just thought it may have been a routine review of the space that we let them in, obviously. We try to work as a team. But to me, you know, there are other elected officials. I mean, Joe, this isn't just impacting me. You have the district attorney who is trying to train new ADAs. They're trying to do confidential training. And, you know, there is a delay that he can't even get space. And we've talked about this for quite some time. The people's business has to come before the allocation of this space. So, you know, why isn't it that the district attorney's needs are, you know, taken care of? And, you know, we didn't even realize, Joe, that they were measuring the drapes. They were looking, they were coming in, and they were, you know, eyeing this up. I mean, it's a problem. It is a problem of an overreach of we have a computer DISS, which says our computer, you know, review our server, and we're going on a new software system. I'd love to be able to just move all of our stuff over to the cloud, which we're thinking about and we're probably going to do. But once again, we're supposed to be working together as a team, right? And in government. And I have to say, and I have to give some credit to, even in times when I was maybe in disagreement with the comptroller's office, we always got things done. Our staffs always communicated together, and we always communicated together, the comptroller and I. That doesn't mean that we agreed on everything that we were communicating, but you can't shut down the lines of communication because, Joe, we're hearing now that there's a new edict from the county executive that the upper-level management is not allowed to come over and meet with me. What is going on? I mean, we're waiting on paper for almost now a month and a half, something that's vital to our office, and we can't get paper for the Erie County Clerk's office. I mean, thank God it's not toilet paper, but it's paper that we utilize. And it's just, this is getting to be a problem. And once again, you know, I want to nip this in the bud, and I always go public with it from, you know, DISS. But this is supposed to be the people's business, and this space should be for the government. It shouldn't be for a private entity. Once again, I'm not against the Buffalo News or any public media having a proper space where they can do their reporting, meet with elected officials, write stories that are supposed to be fair. We were not against that. It's just to displace us and not even have a conversation. And really, this is an eviction notice. 10 days, you have to move out or else.
Yeah. Mickey, you got to move out. The bed bugs, on the other hand, they can stay. They can stay.
The bed bugs can stay. I mean, it just stinks, Joe.
It does. You know, it's just the preferential treatment that the county executive is giving the Buffalo News. I mean, the way they're handling it, which doesn't surprise me. I mean, the way that administration handles most things doesn't surprise me. But Mickey, I hope that cooler heads prevail and they don't evict you. You get to keep your space because you need it, and you're doing, like you said, you're doing the work for the people. We're all benefiting from the great work at the clerk's office.
And Joe, once again, you know, we're not against. You know, I sent a letter over today. I dropped a letter. I had a letter hand-delivered. We're not against people doing that. And once again, if you or any other government or any other public media agency is interested, I don't think they would have a problem with you being here or being over at the chambers. That's a public space, you know, the Erie County Legislature. But for them to remove us, it's such an important part of our office. I mean, you imagine you know, there really isn't much confidentiality if the Buffalo News were to move into that space. And once again, we're talking about private information. We do a lot of confidential stuff. We have marital material,
yeah,
divorce decrees that are out of here that I really am very sensitive on. I once had a fire someone because of the improper looking at divorce materials, right? If that was something that came up, I'll fire them. And we try to clean up all of our problems. We're not perfect, but, you know, this information has to remain private and confidential, and having a news agency right there where there is no confidentiality. And what about people that want to come in and see me? Maybe they want to come see me on a comp. I have county employees come talk to me all the time. And would they feel comfortable knowing that the Buffalo News is there when they come into my office, the front door? They'll be able to see who's coming in and who's coming and going to see the county clerk.
Yeah.
You know, it's a chilling effect. And Joe, it's starting early, you know, campaign season. I know I'm up for re-election next year, but I guess they're starting early and they want to start early.
Mickey Kearns, Erie County Clerk. Mickey, please keep us updated on how this goes. And thank you so much for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you, Joe.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.